Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 109 of HER, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her eating? Yeah, that's coming up next. But before we begin the episode, just know it's made possible by our friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to run on over to iTunes after our episode and rate and review us because guess what? I read these things. Yep, sit down, enjoy every single moment of feedback. So we welcome your thoughts. Bring them on down.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind.
Her body.
Her life. It's all about her.
All right, it's time for her. Oh boy. So I get to have on one of my best friends, Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, expert consultant in disease prevention, wellness, and healthy living. She's got a bachelor's from Tulane, a master's in applied physiology and nutrition from Columbia University, and her doctorate is in clinical nutrition, so this makes her a smarty pants. But most importantly, she's just really awesome in her ability to be able to take wild and crazy science and turn it into practical little chewable, digestible bites to help everyone on out there. She's done multiple multimedia, television, radio, here we are again, and she's also a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine, which is where we have spent a lot of time, because guess what? I'm a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine as well. And I am so happy to have you on, Felicia. Let me just say.
It is so great to be on, finally.
Oh, Felicia, you know, I mean, let's just hang out here, all right, with all the wonderful, you know, listeners out there on the Her Podcast land, all these ladies saying, okay, fine, we got two smarty pants people on, all about nutrition and physical activity, and we're so confused, we don't know which way is up. All we hear is something that is neutralized every single day, and then something activated and then neutralized again, until finally you don't know what to do. All right, now, since you wear two hats, nutrition and physical activity, let's kind of play with that little interplay a little bit. So if you have a woman, because I know you work so well with just huge number of people out there who are greatly challenged with trying to get in better shape.
Right.
If you have a woman who is, let's just say, a good 40, maybe 50 pounds overweight, you know, by any kind of standard charts or whatever.
Vertically challenged,
and she
right?
is just struggling. Well, I mean, right now, it's more like an average weight right now. And I really mean that. I mean, geez,
yeah.
You know, it just keeps changing all the time. And she's feeling helpless, hopeless, and defeated. She's tried, you know, it's un-American not to have tried at least 10 crazy-ass fad things and quickie overnight stuff and extreme this and that until finally you just feel like throwing in the towel.
Right.
How do you begin to work with someone like that? You know, so many women out there on the Her Podcast land are sitting there,
I mean,
you know, with anywhere from 20 to 50 pounds on board. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, so when in my private practice, what I do, which is stuff that people can do for themselves, is really just, you know, write down everything that you eat, write down everything you do for physical activity, and then take a real good look at yourself and do a little self-assessment and see where there's room for improvement. Because most of the time, people, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing wrong. You know what you can try a little bit differently. Is there confusion as far as what foods you should be eating? Of course there is, and that's why, you know, there are people like you and I out there to sort of help navigate people's paths, and I wrote down a few little tips so I can make sure that we cover that with people. But also looking at the physical activity, it's equally as important, and you know, I don't have to say that I always speak to people about stress and stress management and sleep, because those are also integral and important aspects of one's health and whether or not one is going to have a challenging time losing weight. and whether or not their hunger cues are going to be ramped up if they don't get enough sleep. So, you know, I look at the whole big picture, and then I try to break it down into small, attainable goals. I mean, 40 pounds for somebody is overwhelming. So I always say, like, let's look at, like, 5 pounds. Let's look at it in terms of 5-pound increments, because that's a little bit easier to really wrap your head around. So I usually start with that, and then we sort of go from there.
All right, now I'm going to be evil, if you don't mind. Wipe the shock off your face, Felicia. All right. So now a woman is looking at you and she's saying, but I'm really happy with where I am. And she's 50 pounds overweight. And she is about 35 years old. And she says, I'm happy. I'm, you know, okay with who I am and what I am. And I don't really feel like I should conform to someone else's definition of the way I should look. All right, so you know where I'm going with this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's this whole thing about what's healthy acceptance of,
oh,
of
yeah,
where
like
you
love
are
your body
at
any
this
size,
is a touchy
kind of
one, so go for it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm all for love yourself. You should love yourself regardless of what you look like. It's not about the appearance. For me, it's about health, and that's something that I struggle with all the time when, you know, it is a fine balance of I never want to shame somebody and make them feel bad, but I look at, you know, the statistics and the risk and the incidence of illness associated with being overweight, and the numbers are staggering, and all the statistics looking at the relationship between weight and health really show that being overweight puts you at greater risk for illness. And, you know, we hear so much now about health care, and people are crazy with anxiety about how they're going to afford health care, but disease prevention is something that doesn't necessarily have to cost a lot of money, and it doesn't mean that there have to be pills or procedures in order for that to be effective and to sort of stave off higher medical costs or disease risks later in life. So taking steps to eat better, you know, move more and eat less or make better food choices is really important. And things like, you know, eating well and exercising are not just about weight and numbers on a scale. It's how you feel. It's looking at, you know, your nutrient intake of foods. You know, should we be getting our nutrients from the foods that we eat, or be taking them in pills and powders? And I think we should get them from foods. And physical activity, which is so important. It's important for maintaining muscle mass, bone density, activities of daily living. It's good for your mental health. We hear a lot about mental health. And, you know, people that work out on a regular basis tend to be happier people. So who doesn't want to be happy? You don't need a happy pill. You just need a little healthy dose of physical activity throughout the day. And it doesn't mean you have to be sweaty. And it doesn't mean it has to be done all at once. And that's what I try to instill in people and get them to sort of wrap their heads around, that if you are at work for 8 hours a day and you take a 5-minute walk, each hour that you're at work, you can accumulate 40 minutes of physical activity that perhaps you might tell me you don't have time to take in one bout.
All right. So, you know, really at the end of the day, there's a balance, isn't there? Right.
Yeah.
The balance is in a perspective of, yes, I am proud of myself. I am proud of who I am, et cetera. And then the other piece of it is, and at the same time, I'm doing everything I can to optimize my healthy behaviors. Notice I didn't say optimize my weight or body composition. I said healthy behaviors. So that means that you're taking responsibility for doing those steps. So speaking of steps, let's talk about 5 easy essential steps that you can do right now, low-hanging fruit, to take charge of your not just eating, but also of taking care of yourself. But let's look at the eating thing right off the bat, the simplest thing. Right now I'm a disaster. What are a couple of things I can do right off the bat to just begin to address my nutrition?
Well, the first thing is own your choices and stop making excuses. I think that's the most important thing. You just talked about behaviors and choice and, you know, and taking responsibility, and I think that's the most important thing. So for food and physical activity, that's all about a choice. Nobody's tying us up and shoving food or beverages down our throat, right?
All right,
choice.
Right. Go for it.
Number one. Number two. plan ahead. If you go to the grocery store, try to go when you're not in a rush. I took a patient grocery shopping yesterday, and boy, was her mind blown away. We spent an hour in the supermarket, went to her supermarket with her, and she said she usually buys like four or five of the same things over and over again, and we filled her cart up with so many groceries and so many items she never thought to have before. She never even looked at, she didn't know existed. So, you know, really go and explore your supermarket. See what's out there. I'm all for, you know, making your own food, but I also appreciate there are convenience foods or ready-prep foods where you can just be mixing a few ingredients together and making your own food for the day. I helped this woman pick out food for the next 2 weeks because she has a very stressful job and spends a lot of time commuting and doesn't have a lot of time to prepare. So we had some foods for her that were quick prep. We had some things that were ready prep. We even had some frozen entrees for her, some frozen meals that were better choices. And she was so thrilled, you know, when we walked out of there. So that's another one. The third thing is eat more plant-based foods. Eat more fruits, eat more vegetables, eat more grains. Don't use potato chips as the way to get your vegetables in. And by grains, same example, we were in the store yesterday. We're looking at 10 loaves of bread. You know, what is the most important thing that I'm looking at when I turn a food label over? I'm looking at grams of fiber and calories. We did the exact same thing up the cereal aisle. We literally laid out 10 boxes of cereal. I ranked them by fiber content and her willingness to eat them, and we looked at the calories, and that was exactly what we did. And I think that that's really important. I know it's confusing for people, and even though labels might say whole grains on it, it doesn't mean that there's a lot of fiber in it. And then my fourth tip is to read the food labels, and again, going for the fiber, looking for more fiber. The typical American diet has less than 10 grams of fiber per day, and women should be getting anywhere from 25 to 30 grams of fiber per day at a minimum. And the reason why we want to have fiber is that it helps us to feel fuller longer. It is an essential part of helping the good bugs in our stomach. We hear a lot about probiotics and about our gut health and digestive health. We need prebiotic fiber to help feed the probiotics, so we need that fiber in our diet, and it's the first line of immune defense is our GI tract. And then the fifth tip is to drink more water and to try to decrease our intake of, you know, the diet sodas and the non-nutritive sweeteners, because they still keep our drive towards sweets high. So if we can cut back on that and really bring that down, drink more water, drink more unsweetened tea, you know, unsweetened coffee, really just work on that. There are great things like the flavored seltzers that are out there that have nothing added to it but like a little bit of essential. They have some oil that is added to there, and a little bit goes a long way at making those seltzer waters taste a little bit better if you want bubbly. And those are my five really quick, easy tips.
I love them. You know, I was smiling widely while you were saying these because, you know, it occurred to me that both men and women, but we're going to concentrate on women, spend more time doing due diligence and studying up and prepping and strategizing about things like what kind of clothing we want to buy. We're reading labels. We're, you know, really sussing it out, where to buy, how to buy. We spend an inordinate amount of time. So even if it wasn't fashion, it's even a car or a house. We kill ourselves trying to understand all this. Yet we blow into a grocery store utterly clueless, not spending much time at all, just grabbing and going without realizing all of these things that you just brought up. So you've got a choice, right? And it's up to you to make that right choice. But to make the right choice, you got to do a little homework here, boys and girls. The second one is to plan. As you said, plan ahead. You know, are you thinking about what you need if you're going to be cooking, if you're going to be running around like a nutcase, and maybe you need something that is just a very quick fix? The plant-based piece that you brought up, Felicia, is so terribly important because you absolutely have to get in that fiber and make certain you're getting in those vitamins and nutrients. reading the labels. Hello, we read the label on that lovely skirt you just bought, but you never even read the label on the grains or whatever else you think you want to purchase in that grocery store. Come on, learn how to read the labels, and if you're really clueless, make sure to ask a professional like Dr. Stoller. And then drinking the water is beyond important. Oh, Lord, it's terribly important. So now, since we've kind of dealt with what you're eating, give us five essential, easy steps to take charge of your physical activity. Go for it.
Well, I gave one before, which is do the 5 minutes of physical activity every hour that you're at work. That was something I did in my doctoral research. I did a WorkFit wellness program, and I thought that was really terrific, and it's so easy to do. I mean, let's face it, there are still people that take cigarette breaks, so if your coworkers and friends are going to go take that nicotine break, you can go take that physical activity break. So that's number one. I think that's so essential. The other is realize that you don't have to get changed out of your work clothes to work out, you know, and something I do periodically is instead of doing sitting sessions with patients in my office, we do walking, talking meetings. So if somebody is in an environment where they can, let's say, go for a walking, talking meeting, I highly encourage people to do that and try that. And just because you're not making specific eye contact because, you know, you're supposed to be walking, that is okay. But I think you can be very productive at the same time that you're walking with somebody. I have gone with one of my business partners to the gym, and we work out together, and we're doing our business meeting while we're exercising because she needs to exercise. I need to get my exercise in, and I've even said that to some of my friends. They complain that they don't have enough time in the morning to go to the gym because they have too many emails to get through. I'm like, bring your phone, sit on the sit on the bike, you know, especially recumbent bikes, a little bit easier, and pedal. And make sure you're pedaling at a good enough rate, but you can actually answer text messages and emails while you're sitting on the bike and you're killing two birds with one stone. So that's another one. And then something I love is the 7-minute workout. And, you know, our friend Gretchen, that was one of the biggest hits on the New York Times when she had that information available there. It's not only a PDF document that you can download, you can put it on your phone as an app. And doing some exercises in your office, in your home, in a hotel room, anywhere, it's so easy to get that extra physical activity in.
All right, and I need
that
two
five?
More.
Did I need another one?
Nope. You got the 5 minutes per hour, walking, talking, 7-minute workout. All right, let's just keep it rocking here. How about a little bit about intensity?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, right. Like my mom, who thinks the same 30 minutes she's been doing on the treadmill for 10 years is adequate. No. Well, you know, in the sports medicine world, we talk about something called the FIT principle, frequency, intensity, and time. You change any one of those, you change your exercise. And we are wonderful. Our bodies are amazing. We adapt to exercise, which means we always have to challenge ourselves a little bit more. So we have to change the intensity, whether that be changing the speed, whether that mean walking up a hill instead of being on a flat surface or walking upstairs, or whether that means using heavier weights for resistance. That's how we need to change.
All right, and then the final one, I want it to be fun. Come on. You know, physical activity can seem to be draconian to so many people. It's like, it's a grind. But what about Zumba? What about, you know, just dancing
dance
in place? You could dance naked
dance
if you want to.
Just dancing is fun. Bike riding. I was just in Copenhagen and everybody there rides bikes. It's amazing. You know, I know sometimes we live in communities where it's not safe to bike, so I'm not encouraging that. How about when you take your kids to the playground that you play on the equipment with them? When was the last time somebody got on a swing and pumped their legs? That's a great leg workout. You know, pumping your legs
at the same time, just play. Just play without even having to worry about the word workout, right?
Hula hoops.
I just love the whole issue of play. I think that kids should inspire us. look at them. They're just out there tumbling, having a good time, you know, just really joyful. When's the last time we did that? How about never? Because we're always counting and turning this into something else. Come on. It's about the opportunity to have some fun. To really have some fun, blow off some stress here, and get on out there, throw the frisbee with the dog, go hiking in a beautiful place and just sit on a boulder somewhere and just contemplate your navel. I mean, come on. We can all come up with something, right?
Try something different, too. Try something you've always wanted to try. You know, it could be yoga. It could be Pilates. Take a class. You know, bar. I tried bar method over the summer. A friend owns a local studio, so I tried a few classes there. I like to change it up and try different things so that I can experience it. And even though I may not be good at it, I'm willing to put myself out there and give it a shot.
All right. Now, talk to us about the brand new emergence of functional exercise or functional physical activity. Right? What?
Yes.
Why has this emerged? Why is this important for people to know about?
Well, functional exercise is all about doing exercise that fits a purpose, right? So think about, you could do something like sports specific, right? People do some functional training for specific sports that they do. And then functional exercise is really important for activities of daily living, if you think about that. As we age, because many of us are not doing enough physical activity, we're not putting our joints through enough range of motion, we lose our ability to do things. So, for example, I'll give you an example of things like walking up and down stairs that most of us don't think much about at a younger age. But one of my professors in graduate school said that she had a sister. They were, I think, a year or two apart, and her sister moved to one of these typical 55 and over active adult communities, but lived in a house that was a ranch. And because my teacher lived in a multiple-story home, she had better bone density than her sister, because just going up and down stairs is really important for maintaining bone density. There are things that we forget about, that when we design things to sort of be a little safer, that we're almost hindering people's ability to continue to use their bodies the way we need them to be. I mean, you know, people used to not live past, you know, the average age, I think, maybe 50 years ago might not have been over 65, but now people are living well into their 80s and 90s. So when we think about our bodies and taking care of them, we need these frames of our bones and our muscles to last a long time. So we need to make sure that we do exercises that are going to maximize our ability to keep using our bodies the way we need them.
Oh, I love it. You know, one of the great nuns of the Notre Dame that were studied in that big University of Kentucky research on, you know, how to age well. Many of these nuns were easily centenarians, and Sister Genevieve Kunkel, who I had the pleasure of meeting, was very famous for her one-liners, and she had a kind of a pithy wit. And when she was asked by somebody on the Today Show, "So what is the secret of your success in longevity?" And she says, "Well, I have but two good traits. I'm alert and I'm vertical." And I just, you know, what I thought to myself, damn, she's right. You know, those are the two things I want. Alert means my squash is still working. And vertical means, you know, you're still vertical. I mean, it's hysterical. And, you know, to remain vertical, we, you know, you and I may laugh because we're, you know, we're not 100. But, you know, at some point, we're going to be real happy to, you know, maintain our vertical status. Last time I looked, that took a nice, strong spine. Good abs, good back, the ability to be able to assume the vertical if we fell down. One of the things I always ask everyone to remember, especially when I'm talking about functionality, is that if you fell down, don't be looking for someone to help you up when there's nobody there. You have to get up, which means you need to do a very simple push-up, Right? Because at the end of the day, that's what you end up doing if you have no other assistance around you. Do you know how to do just a simple bent knee push-up? That'll absorb at least 5 to 6 muscles of your body. And then you get a chance to kind of work them. So that's a good thing. So functionality
carrying groceries,
is really
you
cool.
Know? I mean, you want to carry a bag of groceries in to your house, you know, you can use that bag in your hand and you can do bicep curls. You know?
Heck
you
yeah. All right. Now, there's one last thing I really want to make sure we cover. We've talked about 5 essential steps to take charge of both your physical activity as well as your eating. But I want to really drill home something so terribly important. I know a lot of women out there, and Felicia, you and I are on the same page on this one, who try to, as I always say, outrun their fork. And that means that, you know, they'll eat whatever and assume that they will be forgiven by the Almighty by going to do a boatload of physical activity. Guess what? That doesn't work. At the end of the day, nutrition is absolutely key here. And you can't neutralize those little sinful things that you do. When you're, you know, overeating all night long and whatever, you can't neutralize that by, you know, running on the treadmill for an hour and a half in the morning. It just doesn't work that way, especially as you get older. Do you see that, Felicia, in your own practice?
I see that all the time. You know, people will work out for food. Or
yeah,
the Jersey
exactly.
Shore, you know, in the summertime, there's a lot of alcohol consumption going on and on the weekends, and then people are just trying to make up for it during the week. So, yeah, I mean, it's the whole package. That's why when we started, I was talking about, you know, physical activity, food, and sleep and stress management. They are all integral parts of the big equation, and it's not really day-to-day. You know, one day at a time, it's the sum of a week, it's the sum of a month, it's the sum of a year that really, you know, impacts the results you're going to see and your health outcomes. And we should really try to strive every day to do the best that we can to make choices that are good for our bodies as if your life depended on it.
Yeah, there's no question about it. So don't think you can outrun your fork. Ladies, it ain't happening. You've got to address your nutrition at the core, and physical activity seals the deal, basically puts a period at the end of the sentence, and really gives you the body composition that will keep you going for many, many, many years in your life. Oh, my goodness, this has been such a fantastic episode. I can't tell you. We've been talking to Dr. Felicia Stoller. She is the author of Living Skinny in Fat Genes, The Healthy Way to Lose Weight and Feel Great. Her website is Felicia Stoller, so that's F-E-L-I-C-I-A-S as in Sam, T-O-L-E-R.com, FeliciaStoller.com. Learn about her amazing work. She has a tremendous amount of wit and wisdom to share with you and with all of us when we are lucky enough to get her on the show. And Felicia, we look forward to having you back on again and again, because you know something? You get it, and you have a beautiful way of being able to make this so welcoming and engaging for, I think, a lot of women who have just been beaten up by the system and just want to know that there's hope out there. Thanks for gifting us with that hope.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Every episode of Her, just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And now run on over to iTunes and rate and review this fabulous episode we did with Dr. Felicia Stoller. Oh, gosh, it was so rich with wit and wisdom. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.